Ashley, brother. Melrose, Massachusetts. August 4th, 1904. Dear Brother Ashley, your case has been presented to me a second time. The enemy fastened a yoke upon you which you have felt helpless to break. The Lord has not placed this yoke upon your neck. Long ago you made some mistakes which were pointed out to you, but never, never has the Lord withdrawn his spirit from you. I have much that I would be glad to say to you, but I dare not overtax my strength. Yesterday I had a very ill turn, but I tried to talk with Gilbert Collins. I wish he could have remained to the camp meeting. I hope that he will return and that you will come with him. I have many things to say to you. We do not enter heaven as a reward of merit, but as the gift of God. You have not yielded up your belief in the truth. Should persecution come upon you, you would hold fast to the evidence of your past experience. You believe in the truth, you believe in God, you believe in Christ, whom God has sent. Your faith in the Word, your faith in the experience that you have gained in accordance with that Word, is of more value to you than you can compute. Great pains should be taken to preserve it, for it is more precious than gold or silver. Cast your helpless soul upon Christ. You have been bought with a price. You have not rejected Christ, but you have rejected yourself. You have no right to place yourself where you are, in this cell of unbelief. You must not allow the enemy to keep you locked up in the chamber of despair. God has not placed you there. He has not ceased to call you his son. Satan has kept your mind bound by unbelief, but you must break this unbelief. Just say, "Dear Lord, I give myself to thee. 'Tis all that I can do." Break this spell that has kept you from believing that you are a child of God. I am instructed to say to you, "Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me." Isaiah 27, verse 5. The Lord says, "Tell my unbelieving child that my arm is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is my ear heavy that it cannot hear." See Isaiah 59, verse 1. Trust in the one who is waiting to save you, who will save you if you will come to him just as you are. Remember that the exercise of faith is the one means of preserving it. Should you sit always in one position, without moving, your muscles would become strengthless and your limbs would lose the power of motion. The same is true in regard to your religious experience. You must have faith in the promises of God. The Lord is your strength and your helper. In your own strength, you cannot break the spell that is upon you. But I tell you that Christ's hand is stretched out to help you. Grasp the hand of your deliverer and hold it firmly. Believe that the Lord is speaking to you through Sister White. With a stern, determined will, advocate the great and sacred doctrines of the Bible because you believe them to be truth. The precepts and promises of the Word of God are for you. Lay hold upon them, and your spiritual strength will increase. Arouse your slumbering faith and walk out into the presence of God through the imparted power of Christ. As you exercise the faith that you have, you will receive greater faith that Christ has pledged himself to save all who come to him. Heaven is for you if you will put on the gospel shoes and walk with Christ. May the Lord help you to do this, my brother. Jesus is calling you, through his servant, to put on the whole armor of God. The righteousness of Christ by faith, this is your power. Faith is the shield by which you can ward off the fiery darts of the enemy. If you do not exercise faith, trusting in Christ, you will not succeed in the work of overcoming. God has a work for you to do. He wants you to help other souls to come to the light. Have faith that Christ will help you to overcome the temptations of the enemy. The Lord would have you unite with Him. He will hear your prayers. He will give you hope and courage and zeal and love and goodness. He has been waiting these many years for you to trust yourself in His hands. Faith will perfect itself in exercise and activity. I leave these words with you. Will you not come out of your cell and walk in the light as Christ is in the light? Then you will sing the praises of God and glorify His holy name. I wish you to be sure to attend the camp meeting that is soon to be held at Middletown, Connecticut. Do not disappoint me. If you will come to this meeting, you will, by seeking to please the Lord Jesus, be doing much to please Sister White.